This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. Heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, April 24th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. You may already know that April is Move More Month. Each show, we've been talking about things we can do to stay engaged in life despite the pandemic. For some, Move More means exactly that, staying physically fit and active. Walking 10,000 steps if one can, gardening, house cleaning, dancing, running, stretching, doing yoga, Pilates, getting physical. If you're not there yet, know that if you do get started and start being physically active, you'll improve your health, as well as your heart health and more. But beyond the obvious, Move More Month can include staying active in all aspects of your life. Staying engaged rather than opting out because COVID is upon us. Staying physically active as well as engaged in living not only can build muscle, it can help relieve the stress you may be experiencing in these days. So to those who are couch potatoes, waiting for COVID to leave us and promising yourself a fresh start then, I say today is a gift not to be wasted. You can set your goals, write your to-do list, and move more now, right now. You're capable of doing it. Don't let the pandemic stop you. Look back at what's been and see how far you've come. But it's in your power to move today, to make a fresh start, or to continue to pursue your dreams and goals. To those who stay put, stuck, ask yourself what's stopping you. Whatever's blocking you from taking steps physically or mentally, you can break down the barriers and move forward. You can strengthen your resolve. You can set attainable goals. You can put them on your to-do list and feel the joy of accomplishment once you do them. Every journey starts with a first step. So yes, 10,000 steps is a great goal. But when you don't walk out your front door, walking inside your four walls and doing a few hundred deserves a pat on the back. I started with walking around my block. My latest walk was 7,500 steps, and I'm proud of it. I have a step counter on my wristwatch, and I find competing with my personal best works for me. My goal is 10,000 steps, and slowly I believe I'll get there. So what's your excuse? If you're well enough to stand and walk, you can opt in to move more. You can start your own journey. Seize this day, decide what you want, and then act. Engage in life. Physically, walk, run, dance, or whatever fulfills you. Recognize your limitations and set realistic goals. And then push your boundaries and each day set up to meet the challenge you've set. Opt into life and make ready for the future. Besides physical activity, use your heart and mind to set your goals for the life you want and then go for it. If what you want requires more information and guidance, find your expert, ask your questions, and map your future. Your From a Woman's Perspective team is here for you. We'll gladly answer your questions and help you move in your life. It's up to you to establish your routine, to determine what you want, and then make it happen. Doing nothing gets you nowhere. Every step you take will move you forward in your life. This can be the time you start to move more. take more action, and proceed to attaining your dreams and achieving your goals. To reach any of your From a Woman's Perspective team, simply log on to my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. The contact information is there for you. Or you're welcome to call me, 416-504-6777. Resolve to move more in your life. Know you're not alone, and we're here to help you. So now let's get started. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us focus on how best to invest for our retirement and achieve the life we want, Senior Wealth Advisor Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of the book Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single Even If She's Not, joins us. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What do you have for us today?
Well, as you know, I am quite passionate about improving investor confidence. Having confidence in your finances, whether that's in your knowledge, your financial position, the direction you're going, it brings a peace of mind about your future. And confidence isn't just about what is happening right now with the market. It's about feeling good about your own ability, having a clear, achievable plan. It's about knowing that you are in control of your finances, not having your finances control you. And so I found some fairly recent research quite interesting. Julie Littlechild conducted a study for Investments and Wealth Institute, and the resulting 2020 investor research provides us with some interesting insights on client self-confidence. And while this research was focused on how advisors can help clients become more self-confident about their finances, I believe it actually provides an excellent insight for investors, too. We know that investors who work with an advisor generally do have higher levels of confidence and build more wealth than those who are unadvised. But this research can help investors assess the quality of advice that they're getting and identify the areas to focus their conversations with advisors on in a way that will help build their self-confidence over time. Well, there were a number of statements and areas that the research found investors who are confident in their finances are able to answer in a positive way. I'm going to share 5 of the main areas with you. First of all, a focus on planning. An investor who has high levels of financial self-confidence can usually say, I am clear about my financial goals, and my advisor fully understands my life goals. They have an advisor who is delivering on core expectations, satisfied with their long-term performance and returns, am comfortable with the level of risk in their portfolios and their plan. Their advisor provides meaningful guidance, and they can rely on their advisor to help them make difficult decisions, and that their advisor helps them understand the impact that market turbulence can have on their plan. An investor who has a high degree of self-confidence typically has meeting experiences where they feel energized and inspired about their future and get a great deal of value out of those review meetings. Those conversations with their advisors go beyond investments. Confident investors typically can say, I get support beyond managing my money and investments, and that my advisor adds value above and beyond investment performance. Ideally, if you want to improve your levels of financial confidence, focus on these areas in your relationship with your advisor. Because having a high level of self-confidence about your finances, that really is priceless.
So basically, confidence is important. And I guess if we stand still and we don't build that relationship, we're not accomplishing as much as we could. So moving more in our financial planning is as important as moving more when we're moving physically as well. So thanks for that information. Now, I have signed copies of your book, and Mother's Day is coming next month, but I'm almost out. So could you provide me with some more, please?
I certainly can, Marilyn.
Thank you. So anyone listening who wants to get Leslie's book, Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan Financially to Be Single If She's Not, a signed copy would be a wonderful gift. And since we're talking about moving forward in life, you can plan forward for Mother's Day and know that you'll have a gift in the mail if you call me at 416-504-6777. And back to you, Leslie. If someone wants advice how to gain confidence and build their financial plan, what do you recommend they do?
If you'd like a consultation with us, please feel free to give us a call at 416-863-7501.
416-863-7501. The Farwell Group, a team of experts that can give you confidence so that you know that you will be happy in your retirement. Thank you, Leslie, and I look forward to getting the books.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Now, just in time to help us move more, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic deals with seasonal allergies naturally. And then we'll talk with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. And our Cupid matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions will join us as well. So stay right here and get it straight from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team exclusively here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to me.
Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic addresses a health issue and explains how to deal with it naturally. And last week, we talked about seasonal allergies, and Dr. Betty promised to tell us how to deal with these seasonal allergies naturally. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yeah, I talked about seasonal allergies, and this morning I wanted to mention five steps to reduce seasonal allergy symptoms. So the first one is reducing stress. Of course, we're all under a lot of stress. The second is talking about indoor pollen, how to keep it under control. The third one is reducing airborne irritants. I'm going to talk about some superfoods, and I'm going to talk a little bit about nutritional supplements. So the first thing we're going to talk about is stress. So life is pretty stressful right now, and the irony is that stress can actually exacerbate allergy symptoms, which of course in turn creates more stress. So studies have found that things like meditation and yoga actually have a positive impact on allergy symptoms. The other thing, of course, is sleep. Sleep is really important, and sometimes when we have a lot of allergies, it's actually difficult to sleep. So really, keeping our windows closed can actually help to keep the pollen out. So speaking of our windows being closed, small changes in our daily routine can actually reduce the amount of pollen in our home. So think of, when we come home, we might have pollen on our clothing. So even having a quick shower when you first come home at the end of the day and laundering your clothes frequently, and I often recommend using a scent-free or eco-friendly or health-friendly detergent, of course, is also important. Things like having a portable or whole home high-efficiency particulate air cleaner, a HEPA filter, of course, is really important. And even using a vacuum cleaner with a HEPA filter can also be very important in helping to keep the air cleaner. Reducing other airborne irritants are really important for people, especially when they have a lot of allergies. We want to keep things low in our house, things like perfumes, air fresheners, scented candles, aerosol sprays, and even conventional cleaning products, things like dust and cigarette smoke. All these things can actually be irritants, and they're actually commonly found in our home, and they can actually make our nasal passages and our eyes more vulnerable to reactions and especially to pollen. So let's talk about some superfoods. Certain foods can help actually bring down the systemic inflammation, and that actually can slow down the production of histamine. So we want to really focus on a well-balanced whole foods diet, things like plenty of vegetables and healthy fats, and certainly low in sugar. That's pretty well a great starting point. So a couple of things that I focus on are omega-3 fatty acids, things like fresh wild salmon, specifically wild salmon because it tends to be lower in contamination, things like heavy metals, those kinds of things. Chia seeds and flax seeds can also be beneficial. Vitamin C, often we see that in fruits and vegetables, and actually vitamin C can inhibit histamine and support the immune system. Sometimes I recommend certain spices, for example. They can actually act as a decongestant, things like ginger in particular, and even turmeric or curcumin. And, of course, nutritional supplements are also something that I talk about. Vitamin D deficiency is actually prevalent worldwide. And recent studies have found that participants who took vitamin D reported a reduction in symptoms compared to those who actually only took a placebo. And naturopathically, I often use herbal remedies. There's various different types that are helpful to reduce histamine response. And things like antioxidants. Often we'll use things like quercetin. Quercetin can be found in many berries and kale, and actually helps to reduce the production of histamine. So if people are experiencing some seasonal allergies and they want some additional support, they can give me a call. My number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
You don't have to suffer. There are ways to deal with seasonal allergies naturally, and Dr. Betty can help you. 905-707-2001, thornhillnaturopathic.ca. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello, I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday.
Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
To move and do and be engaged in life, you need to be able to hear your best. To help you hear well and understand what hearing devices can do for you today, we have Edmund Ivazian, hearing instrument specialist of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today I wanted to address a question that people regularly ask. What is the price? Which is a great and fair question, but is usually the question which can bring the process of getting proper hearing aids to a halt. Now, just so we're clear, the cost of hearing aids is made of two parts, the actual equipment and the service fees that are customary to getting the hearing aids selected, fit, and the follow-up taken care of. Many of the clients who come to us who have seen or have visited other clinics were given a price for a set of hearing aids with little to no explanation, and many of them left the clinic without getting the proper solution that they needed. Now, we spend time getting to know our clients to make sure we provide the information needed to make great decisions and understand what the price actually gets them. Which brings me to my happy story for this week. Peter came to visit us a little while ago. He had never worn hearing aids before. He had visited other clinics before he came to see us. And we knew that because he had a file folder full of information. Each clinic that he visited tested him, presented their solution to him, and their price, but none of these presentations gave him reason to actually work with them. Now, naturally, Peter had a lot of questions that needed to be answered, and we took the time to answer each and every one of them, and we also asked him a bunch of questions of our own. Now, Peter needed more information than what these explanations could actually offer him. So what we did was we mutually decided that a demo set of hearing aids that he could take home with him, try them out for a week, actually made a lot of sense. After a week of wearing these hearing aids, Peter was able to pick a hearing aid that would serve him best, would meet his needs, and actually fit his budget. So we found a great solution. Peter is very happy, and he's hearing beautifully with his new set of hearing aids.
So he was able to move forward and move more because you gave him the time, the explanation, so that he was comfortable and he could make an informed decision. And basically, that's what you're all about, Edmund, personal service and taking your time. So I thank you for that. If someone wants a hearing test or wants to learn more about what they can do to hear their best, how do they reach you?
The best way to reach us is by phone. And call us at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. If you've done a lot of research and you can't make up your mind because you have too much information, here's someone who will sit with you and decipher it and help you make sense of what may be overwhelming. It's all about finding out what you need to know from the right expert. Edmund Ivazian and his team at Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto are willing to take that time. 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund. I look forward to another happy story next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Now, if you're waiting for the right person to knock on your door and start a new relationship, it likely won't happen. But if you move more and explore the possibilities of meeting someone new with the help of a matchmaker, you have a greater chance to achieve your goal. Who better than our Cupid, matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, to help you get that started. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. I had an interesting conversation with a couple that I matched not so very long ago, Teresa and Richard, and they're really cute story. They're a little bit different. She's 5 years older than him, and she said to me, you know, I don't want to get involved with someone who's going to be older than me. I don't want to be, you know, she said, I'm still, you know, interested in intimacy, even though I'm, you know, almost 70, and I want someone who feels the same way. So I ended up matching her up with a guy, and she was joking with me today because she said, you know, I had given him a hard time for showing up for the interview in a plaid shirt because he asked me to take pictures of him for his profile. And I said, I told you, no plaid shirts. And so anyway, his profile picture, he's in a plaid shirt. So she said she went on my website and she sees there's actually an article about what to wear on the, you know, for photographs. So anyway, she, I guess, was okay with the plaid shirt. And she said it's just made the whole COVID nightmare so much better having someone to share the time with. And she said, you know, I'm really from a science background. I understand all about, you know, the disease and how we're fighting it. So I'm able to sort of communicate that to him and allay some of his fears and, you know, say to him, you know, we're going to worry about it and know about it, but we'll sort of compartmentalize it and go on with our lives and enjoy our lives. And she said that's sort of been the takeaway for her, is that she's still enjoying her life despite everything that's going on, and he's really helped that. It's, you know, having someone in her life that she cares about, who cares about her, and that they can get together, it's made all of it much more bearable.
Well, and your message about age is just a number. 5 years when you're 70, either up or down, doesn't really make much of a difference. It's more about the people. And you coach people so that they can present themselves in their best light. So if someone wanted to talk to you about moving forward and moving on so that they could meet someone new in their life, what do you suggest they do?
Well, the best thing to do is give our office a call. We're at 416-777-6302. You can also go on our website at mistyriverintros.com. There's a wealth of information on there, and you can even book an appointment to speak to me on there. And I'm always happy to do a free consultation for people. It doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't obligate you. We're busier than we've ever been because people just have no other way of meeting people, and they're tired of putting their lives on hold. They want to turn the page. They want to move forward. And now with all the vaccines that everyone's getting, things are going to be moving forward in the next month or so, and people want to be ready. They want to have started a relationship or have, you know, are ready to step into a new relationship. So if you go on our website, you can use the chat feature as well and communicate with us. It's an actual person talking to you. It's not a computer. So just happy to talk to you, get an idea of what you're looking for, and make sure that, first of all, that we have what you're looking for in sufficient numbers, that it's worthwhile coming on board.
Well, waiting and wishing and hoping doesn't make things happen. Moving more can do that. All you have to do is take down this number and dial it, and then speak to Cupid, our matchmaker, Linda Miller. The phone number is 1-877-334-9041. And I'm giving the toll-free number because we have listeners throughout the province, and it's important that everyone have access to you, Linda. So 1-877-334-9041. Thank you, Cupid. I look forward to another happy story next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Bye, Linda. Next, women's health expert Dr. Vivian Brown joins us and discusses Pilates. And then realtor Melanie Martin will bring us her deal of the week for properties north of Toronto. And there's lots more to come. You'll be encouraged to move more, all from a woman's perspective, with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's such a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you because I know you always talk about something interesting. So what are we talking about today?
Well, I wanted to talk about Pilates because I think this is a movement-based exercise technique that's really important. A lot of us have been sitting around too much. We're sitting around at home. We're in front of screens. We're not necessarily moving. And we know that Pilates was really designed originally for dancers, but what it does is it helps your posture, it helps with core strengthening, and it really is a wonderful exercise that increases your stability, your range of motion, your flexibility, and your muscle balance. And you and I have talked about osteoporosis before, and one of the things we worry about as we age is issues with balance and the risk of falling. Well, when you do an exercise like Pilates that's doing core strengthening, it improves your balance. Now, it's hard to get anywhere these days, and we're in lockdown or slowdown or whatever you want to call it. But there are Pilates classes online. There's Pilates books that people can buy. And it's really about getting started. You don't have to be an expert, but it is important to start moving in a balanced way, increase your core strength, and your bladder and, how can I say this politely now, your lower genitalia will thank you, because core strengthening is good for balance and it's good for both urinary and bowel control.
So clear language, good advice, and lots more of it in A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Thank you for the signed copies. I was out, Dr. Brown, and now I have them. If anyone wants a copy of Dr. Brown's book, they can order it through me. All you have to do is call 416-504-6777. And know that the book is available in bookstores across Canada and on Amazon as an ebook for Kindle. So it isn't hard to get. It's worth having, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Thanks again, Dr. Brown, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
If you're looking at the same old surroundings, the same old life, and wishing to escape to the country, you need to speak with Realtor Melanie Martin, whose expertise brings us deals for properties north of Toronto. To entice you to act and to move more, she joins us now. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, I'm always enticing people to make a decision and move up north because we have everything you need. And actually, the weather, I would say, is perfect spring weather to maybe come up and have a look at some vacant lots or perhaps some land that's just north of Orillia. I'm actually looking at people scaling down quite a bit now. So if you've decided maybe it's a time to scale down, move out of the city, get the top price you can, and buy something reasonable, why not come up to this little property that I picked out? It's just about 10 minutes west of Barrie. It is on a lovely 60 by 200-foot lot. It's a two-bedroom home. It's only about 1,000 square feet, and there's no basement. But it's so nicely updated. It has a huge backyard, and it's convenient to Barrie, as I said, 10 minutes. And would you believe the price on this, Marilyn? It is $399,000. Your taxes are only $2,084 a year. It's cute as a button.
Well, it's nowhere close to what we'd be paying in Toronto. So if someone sold their bungalow in Toronto for $1 million, they'd have lots of pocket change to do whatever they want on that 60 by 200 lot. And I guess the house is already there, so they could just make it their dream home.
Well, they could do that, and then they could also buy a nice little lot that we have up in Victoria Harbour area for $199. You're steps from the lake, and it's a beautiful empty lot that you would actually maybe bring your RV up, so you have the best of both worlds.
I don't think in Toronto there's anything that's $199,000. It might be $1,099,000, but not $199,000. Are you sure these properties exist?
They do. You just have to call Melanie because I find the dream for you.
So basically, what do you do, Melanie? We call you. What if we have a home in Toronto and we want to know what it's worth? Can you help us with that too?
Definitely. What I do is I take down a few details. Perhaps you send me a few pictures by email, and I can give you a desktop valuation, probably within an hour.
within an hour. I'm an immediate gratification person. That would make me happy. So if somebody wants to move forward in their life and make a change, they can start by talking to you and telling you what their dream home would look like, and then you'll find it for them?
Definitely. We have everything at our fingertips up here. We're on all the different boards, so we're covering all the different MLS areas. So definitely call Mel on the cell.
Okay, Mel on the cell. What's the number?
1-800-357-4193.
1-800-357-4193. It's all about exploring the possibilities. If you plan to move, you can move more, and you can move more confidently when you have the right expert. And Melanie Martin is definitely an expert when it comes to properties north of Toronto. Thank you, Melanie, and I look forward to hearing your deal next week.
All right, Marilyn, we'll have a good one for you.
And in a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, the Wardrobe Doctor.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Be the next to take up urban poling and never worry about falling down again. Receive 1 hour of training on the best urban poles from ADP Medical Supplies and Services. Walk straight, improve your balance, and get moving as part of your own walking group. New to urban poling? Learn the ABCs from ADP. Call Susan at 416-551-5513.
Now I'm Marilyn Weston, the Wardrobe Doctor. And yes, April is named after Aphrodite, the Greek goddess of love, and it is Move More Month. So what does this have to do with dressing, you may ask? Well, to me, it starts with acknowledging that dressing well, respecting yourself, and loving yourself impacts on your personal well-being. My mother, Pola, was a Holocaust survivor and experienced the horrors of Auschwitz, which included being given an identifier number tattoo and a black and white striped prisoner uniform. Yet she told me that even in Auschwitz, she respected herself and looked after herself, and she believed that's how she survived. Each day, she snuck out to the water pumps and washed herself before they did the rouster. She believed that doing this kept her from getting lice and typhus. She also told me that she pinched her cheeks and bit her lips frequently to give herself color so she looked healthy. As a result, it turned out that she was selected to serve in the kitchen, and she believed that that saved her, and in turn, she was able to help the others around her. In a way, we're now living our own war against COVID. I share this story because my mom's message to me is relevant. She always believed one needed to love and look after oneself. And she did that. And then she nurtured and loved everyone around her because she had that strength. To quote her, she said, "A little blush and lipstick never hurt anyone, Marilyn." And in these days of self-isolation, masking, social distancing, people sometimes feel despondent. They don't dress. They figure, who for? They don't groom themselves. Why bother? To anyone feeling down and neglecting themselves, I share my mom's words to me. Marilyn, no matter what happens, don't make a mess of yourself. It's important to love and respect yourself so you can be strong and deal with whatever life brings, so you're empowered and you're able to help yourself and others despite the pandemic times. Care for you. Look after yourself. Look after your personal grooming, your dressing. Dress comfortably and well. Not only will you look good when you see yourself in the mirror, you'll lift your spirits and you'll be ready to have something inside of you to share with others. We will get through this together. It's essential to love ourselves and be resourceful and be there to be able to nurture those who need us. How we present ourselves, our posture, our demeanor sends a message to others. It's our method of communicating without speaking, mask or no mask. So yes, you can learn how to smile with your eyes. And also, it's spring, April, and because it's Move More Month, I suggest you enter your closet with a fresh perspective. Examine your clothes with a view to the person you are today. Keep in mind the reality of your size now, your life now, your needs now. Identify whatever fits all aspects of who you are and pull your spring 2021 look together so your heart sings and you smile when you get ready every day. Keep your view in the now and for the upcoming season. Discard anything that is the old you and know that the you of you today will feel your best when you dress for your day. And by loving yourself, you'll be happier and have more of yourself to share. Also, remember that your gently used clothing, donated, will help others who need that clothes more than you do. Each day is a gift, and we must not waste it. We need to live it well. To help organize your closets, you can log on to my website, marylins.ca, where there are written instructions, or simply call me, 416-504-6777. I'll be your wardrobe doctor, 416-504-6777. Time doesn't stop, nor should you. Love yourself in April and always, and move more starting now, this moment. And we'll talk again about dressing and wardrobing next Saturday morning. And in a moment, I'll be back with Christine, the health coach, who has a tip for us, and there's lots more to come. From a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
COVID lockdown has not stopped Marilyn. Introducing Marilyn's Comfort Wear by Up, featuring jackets, pants, and tops in a comfortable, washable bamboo. You'll love the way each piece feels, looks, and combines to make more than 24 outfits with just 8 items. Start with a jacket, bra-friendly tank, and pants for $180, or a wardrobe package for under $500. Order from Marilyn and choose curbside pickup or delivery. Call 416-504-6777 to get started.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Here's some more health benefits of deep breathing. It increases the cardiovascular capacity. There are different types of research reports that have clearly shown this fact, that aerobic exercise uses fat as energy, while anaerobic exercise uses glucose as energy. Deep breathing allows expanding our cardiovascular capacity, and in this way, we can do more cardio or aerobic exercise. This also helps in burning more fats, which ultimately leads towards weight loss. Deep breathing also provides energy to the body. More oxygen in the body helps in burning more fats efficiently. We can say that deep breathing helps a lot in controlling the weight of your body. Now, deep breathing benefits, to sum it up, 1, it promotes relief and makes you relax. 2, it helps in detoxification of the body. 3, it provides relief of pain and makes you happier. 4, it increases your cardiovascular capacity. So for more information on how to get started on a healthy lifestyle, just call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, christinethehealthcoach.com.
Whether it comes to fitness, weight loss, exercise, Christine knows it all, and she puts it together. I work out with Christine, and I'm very happy. Call her, ask your questions, and get her guidance. 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine. I look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylins.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
This is Zoomer Radio Toronto. CFZM FM and CFZM AM, owned and operated by MZ Media Incorporated.
Now someone who is an authority on moving, who can help us with any move and definitely make it easier to move more, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile joins us. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. Well, we still find ourselves in some scary times with this third wave, and with Orthodox Easter coming up on May 2nd and Mother's Day coming up on May 9th, I thought I'd talk a little bit about what may be tricky family dynamics for some ahead of these events. Let's face it, family members do not always agree when it comes to risks and politics, and through this seemingly endless pandemic, any potential, even distanced, outdoor celebrations can be fraught with anxiety. I think that some of us assumed that things would seem clearer when mom and dad got vaccinated, but in many families, one family member may possibly have had both shots. Some have only had the first one, and some haven't received any vaccinations yet at all. If some have had it recently, it may be too soon to experience their immune responses kicking in. Stay-at-home orders have not been consistently observed by all, and as we've seen over the last week, the Premier doesn't always heed the recommendations of a science table. Some family members say enough is enough and want to gather outside, weather permitting, in small groups. But others want to keep everyone safe, batten down, and refuse to participate with any of their rogue siblings who they believe just won't face the facts. Can the kids hug grandma if everyone's wearing masks? Well, seemingly, and we're getting used to it by now, the communications have been confusing all the way along. And where there's confusion, we see frustrated and polarized responses. The variants are scary. Our hospitals are in crisis with younger and sometimes pregnant people in ICUs, and we don't yet know the full long-term impacts of this illness. There's definitely been a toll on mental health, and as the New York Times put it, we're languishing, and this may well be the word that best sums up at least the first half of 2021. Our sense of well-being has taken too many hits, and we long for what we vaguely remember as normal interactions with our loved ones. But what should normal look like for your family right now? We're advised to only get together with those in our own households, unless you live alone. But I know for one of my older clients, one nearby adult child and her family have been her shared household throughout this thing, and her other adult children and grandchildren are feeling left out, and sadly a little resentful. To be fair, she's been tempted to switch her bubble household, but so far she's trying to stick it out, understandably concerned that her other daughters might misinterpret her decisions as rejection long after this pandemic's over. Family dynamics are at the best of times complicated, and as someone who has a background in mental health support, crisis intervention, and dispute resolution, my recommendation is to try to diffuse any potential conflicts before it starts, whenever you can. Remember that everyone's stressed right now, and it's not always a time to expect everyone to be at their best. When Prince Philip passed away this month and his funeral was held, I thought how wise the Queen was. She requested that a cousin walk between Harry and Prince William to reduce interaction and avoid more tension. Because Harry was not able to wear his military uniform, every royal in the funeral procession was advised to wear civilian clothes. We all know what buttons not to push in our own families, and we can take some comfort in knowing that by navigating landmines around potential COVID exposure, we are also avoiding future heartaches as well. Choosing to bring people together emotionally, if not physically right now, can reap important long-term benefits. If we focus on our shared goals and the bigger picture, we can hopefully make plans to get together safely with our loved ones in the not-too-distant future, with or without an upcoming move.
Well, moving is your specialty. And moving more, whether it's more stuff or more times or just more anxiety to eliminate, you're the expert. If someone's planning a move or they think that they want some information about how they could downsize and move in the future, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. 8106. Lori Bell, Moving Seniors with a Smile. She knows how to alleviate the tension and move and keep you moving more. So all you have to do is give her a call, have a conversation, put your mind at ease, and plan for your future move if that's what you want. 416-697-8106. Thanks, Lori, and look forward to speaking to you next week.
Absolutely. I'll have a happy story about a move coming up.
Great. So if you're sheltering in place, following the rules, perhaps realizing that your home needs a facelift or needs upgrading to keep you and yours safe and comfortable, what can you do to help improve the quality of your life at home? Accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center is here, and he's the perfect person to open your mind to the possibilities so you can decide how to move more and move forward with your space and within your four walls. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. I have a happy story to share today, and maybe it'll inspire some listeners to make the necessary changes in their homes to make it safe and welcoming to all. My client's name is Sheila, and we met around 6 months ago. She had heard me on the radio talk about funding for renovations that pertain to accessibility. Sheila was telling me that taking a bath or shower has become a chore because once she gets inside of the tub, it's almost impossible to get out due to the height of the tub wall and her fear of falling, as she has fallen once before and luckily only bruised her arm. Sheila is low income and has limitations due to her severe osteoporosis. She wanted to know if the bathtub could be removed and if a walk-in shower with no step could be installed. I let Sheila know that it was definitely possible to build a dream barrier-free shower for her so she could get rid of the fear of falling whenever she wants to bathe. I told her the funny thing is, though, it really doesn't matter what age you are. You can be the most mobile person of any age in the world, but anyone can slip and fall if the hazard presents itself. By removing the hazard, in this case it happens to be a bathtub, we can build a shower with no lip, and this will enable any person of any ability to use the shower for as long as they would like and future-proof their shower for the long term. While we are on the subject, I get asked this question all the time. Because we build our showers with no curbs, does the water leak and is it going to flood my house or condo? And the answer is absolutely not. It will not leak. We use a water retainer that is bendable for mobility devices and a shower curtain or glass door, depending on the situation. So there is no need to worry about leaks. Now, getting back to the funding, Sheila wanted to know if she qualified for Ontario March of Dimes funding program. The main criteria is income and disability. You must make under $35,000 per year to qualify, and you also must have a disability that results in substantial restriction of daily living. If you qualify, March of Dimes would fund a maximum of $15,000 towards renovations in the home. That's a significant amount of money to put towards those renovations. In this case, Sheila did qualify, and I gave her the necessary paperwork to submit to the funders. I'm happy to report that after 6 months of waiting, the funding finally came through, and we are currently renovating her bathroom to make it beautiful, functional, and long-lasting so the fear can be no more to shower. Just like every Total Access Center job, it's going to be built using quality materials, quality trades, done right the first time, and look incredible, Marilyn.
Well, Daniel, the nice thing is that you can help people have an investment in their home that lasts forever. And you're moving more because they're moving outside of normality and what they're accepting and making do with into a future that's bright and safe and really is a wow factor. I've looked at your website and you've done some beautiful work. So if someone wants to find out maybe about funding, because you mentioned that that's something that you can do, or about making their home accessible and beautiful in this modern day, how do we reach you?
Yeah, so you can call me directly at 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. And what about a show special?
For sure. If anyone's interested, I offer the Total Home Safety Check. It's a comprehensive assessment of your home with a full written report, pictures and estimates, and I can even bring along the funding paperwork if you qualify, and we can go room by room and make sure you're comfortable and know what the solutions are in your home to make you stay there for as ever, forever, or as long as you want to be. I have the answers for you as long as you're willing to call and give it a chance. Maybe we can change something in your home that you didn't think could be done. The Total Home Safety Check, usually $89.95, free for the first two callers today, Marilyn. So please call me, 647-206-6409.
And Daniel, we're talking about moving more, and some people are in electric wheelchairs and have to wait for Wheel-Trans or can't do anything on the spur of the moment because they have to make plans and make sure they have the right transportation. What do you have for them?
So we have this awesome device. It's a foldable, portable electric wheelchair called the Travel Buggy. This is easy to bring along with you. If you need to go shopping, you can fold it up in less than 3 seconds and put it in the trunk of your car. It's lightweight, only 58 pounds, and they just brought out a new model that's a little over 40 pounds, very manageable, It lasts 25 kilometers, so you'll be good to go for 5 to 6 hours. This is the answer for you if a walker is not good enough. This is great for traveling and just going out and getting the job done, whatever it is you need to do.
And what's this called?
It's called the travel buggy.
So we can move more with a travel buggy, and it can fit in the trunk of a car. So you can do things spontaneously, which definitely means you can move more. If you're interested in the travel buggy, give Daniel a call. He can send you photographs, maybe even a film, so you'll get the idea. 647-206-6409. And yes, the two first callers will get that total home safety check for free. So a good number to keep, 647-206-6409, the Total Access Center. You'll be moving as long as you call Daniel. Thank you, Daniel. I look forward to another happy story next week.
Thanks so much, Marilyn.
Time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly and Carlos and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour and considering what your best next steps can be. Today is yours. Tomorrow it'll be something you can look back upon and ask yourself, did I live my day well? If you're not happy with your answer, the great news is that every minute presents you with an opportunity to change course and try again. You're a work in progress. Moving more physically can and will help your health. Moving more mentally will open your mind to fresh ideas and possibilities in every aspect of your life. It's April. It's the month named for Aphrodite, the Greek goddess of love and beauty. The Latin word means to open. Look around you. Nature is bursting open, and you and I can take heart and make this our time to emerge from where we find ourselves. We can set healthy goals to move more. Whatever moving more you do, the better off you'll be. More is different for each of us, but the result of accomplishing your goals will give you the same satisfaction, regardless of how small or big your move is. Forward is good. So examine your life. Establish a personal routine if you don't already have one. Make a pledge to yourself to move more, whatever those steps for you are, and then do. Walk more, run more, tidy up your home more, garden more, volunteer more, call your friends more. Just do. Be part of life and enjoy today. Keep track of your do's and done's, and then take pleasure knowing you're doing something positive and making good use of your days. Less stress, less regret, less negative in your life. It'll all be better days if you do and move more. All you have to do to start is remember, move more, and when it comes to moving towards goals that require answers, you're not alone. We are all in this journey together. And of course, you can always reach out to any and all of the From a Woman's Perspective team. We're an email or a call away. The contact information is always on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. And if you prefer, you're always welcome to call me. Just ask for Marilyn at 416-504-6777. Call me, we can chat, and I'll do what I can to help you. That's 416-504-6777. So definitely time to say goodbye now. Thank you for spending this time with me and your From a Woman's Perspectives team. Please plan to join us again next Saturday morning. In the meantime, stay safe, be well, until we speak again from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now, and remember, move more. You'll be glad you did, I promise.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. for seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.